What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedulefly. This is the third of our four-part series of episodes we recorded with the folks at Crafted Hospitality in New York City. And this episode is with Kelly Berg. She's the HR director. She's been there for 4 years. Imagine 4 years, the last 4 years as an HR director, like coming into this and then, boom, you're right into COVID. And all that went along with that. And we talked about that. And we talked about a lot of other stuff. And we talked about why, you know, Kelly wanted to be a part of this organization. And once again, it's hats off to Tom Colicchio for the folks that he's attracted to this business for good reason. And you'll hear why in this episode. So check it out. And before you do, check out a couple of words from our sponsor, Pop Menu. We thank them for being a sponsor. It's great to have somebody that invests in this show and enables us to keep pumping out great content for people that, you know, want to learn from others in the hospitality industry that have been successful and that have great stories to share. So thank you, Pop Menu. They're also a partner of ours at Schedulefly. And we're thankful for that because we have a lot of happy mutual customers and they're a great company. So Pop Menu is all about making your day easier and your sales bigger. They will simplify your marketing operations, bring in more guests, and capture customer data for personalized remarketing to keep them coming back. With one super simple to use platform that integrates with most point of sales like Toast and Square and a number of others, Pop Menu starts with a beautifully designed, easy to update, interactive menu that transforms the guest experience online. It includes a brand new website that's optimized for search engines like Google for no additional cost, automated digital marketing, online ordering and waitlisting, and you'll never miss another call with their AI answering solution that costs as little as 47 cents an hour. And there's just so much more in there. Just, it's a great platform, great suite of services. Check out the link in our show notes, and that's a link to Pop Menu. I'll just share that the mutual customers that Schedulefly and Pop Menu have that I've spoken to have consistently said great product, great customer service, and most importantly, great results. So check them out and check out this episode with Kelly Berg, HR Director, Crafted Hospitality in New York City. More episodes coming soon. See ya.
Hi.
What's up? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Kelly, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Sure. So I'm Kelly Berg. I am the HR director with Crafted Hospitality. I've been here about 4 years.
About 4 years?
Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering, I was trying to look real quick your bio says coming soon on there on the website. So I was curious what your background is. Where were you before that?
I've been in hospitality HR for almost 15 years. So previous to Crafted, I was with the Breslin Group out of the Ace Hotel. And previous to that, I was with Cipriani and also with Petrosian. So okay. I've changed a lot.
Why, when did you get bit by the hospitality bug, Kelly?
Honestly, I started because it worked for my schedule going to school. So I was working in reservations with Cipriani and sort of worked my way up to becoming a restaurant supervisor and then transitioned with Cipriani into an HR role. Ended up becoming the HR director there. And then I left to just pursue other things. I actually went to school to be a teacher. I have a master's degree in education. But once I graduated, I didn't leave hospitality. I'm still here.
Still doing it. How did you get dialed in with the folks over there at Craft? It seems like such a great organization. What attracted you there?
Well, my position was ending at my previous employment. So obviously I was looking around, but I met with a few members of the team here. And then the last step was to meet with Tom. And the conversation was just wonderful. You know, it didn't feel like an interview. We just sort of felt like we were on the same page about, you know, what our beliefs are when it comes to hiring and treating how we treat our employees. You know, they're just not a number or a name. You know, we have people who have worked for us for 20 years, over 20 years. So I think that says a lot about the company and, you know, about Tom. So yeah, that is what pulled me in.
Wow. HR the last few years has been pretty interesting, I would guess.
It has been pretty interesting. I started here in 2019, so only about a year into it when the pandemic hit. And I was thinking about it earlier. I think during the pandemic, when most people were, you know, relaxing or whatever they were doing, I think it's the busiest I've been in any HR role here. We really try to make sure that our employees were feeling supported. You know, I was on the phone with the Department of Labor for employees trying to get them benefits, you know, because that was sort of a nightmare. Sending weekly emails just to check in to make sure people are okay, taking phone calls from employees at 10 o'clock at night who are, you know, stressed out about finances and paying their bills. We tried to get some donations in for a staff fund that we were, you know, distributing, and also just trying to get PPP loans. It was really crazy. But, you know, I wanted the staff to feel that they had a place to come back to, you know, once the pandemic was done. Unfortunately, a lot of people moved out of New York during the pandemic. So the staffing shortage when we came back was also a challenge and continues to be a challenge.
Continues to be a challenge, huh? Does it mean that you have to work harder and be more creative with trying to keep the people you have because it's harder to find people to replace when they leave?
Yeah, salaries and hourly rates definitely increased. You know, it was sort of the market for the employee to kind of say, you know, I will work for you if you pay me this. And our hands were a bit tied. So that was difficult when, you know, people were only just starting to come back to eat, but we're paying these, you know, larger wages. But we also had to get creative with hiring, right? We've partnered with different programs, a program called Drive Change, who takes in and educates people who are impacted by the justice system, so have been arrested or been to jail. And they do a training course with them for a number of weeks. And then they come into our kitchens for, you know, trail, observation, sort of more hands-on. In our kitchens. And then after that opportunity, we have the opportunity to hire them. So we've just partnered with them not too long ago.
What is it called?
Called Drive Change.
That sounds like an amazing organization. I've never heard of, this is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. It is wonderful. You know, the people there are just so kind. We're really excited to be partnering with them. They're also working with New York City. They have a program for people 18, I think, to 35 or something it is, who are looking for a career change. They'll train them in kitchen skills, and then they come work for us for 8 weeks for on-the-job training. And then we have the opportunity to hire them as well. And that's called First Course.
Okay, gotcha.
So we are sort of students or newly, you know, new to culinary or hospitality. But the training programs they're doing and they're getting, you know, more support here from us, from our chefs. So it's been wonderful.
What is it about hospitality? What do you love about hospitality?
I like hospitality HR because it's always changing, right? When I graduated and I realized I didn't want to be a teacher anymore, I think a lot of those skills that I learned in school, I still can apply here, dealing with employees. So everybody sort of learns or understands on a different level here, right? So I sort of have to change how I work or how I, you know, discuss things with people. But yeah, I don't know. I just can't leave hospitality. There's just so many colorful people and different personalities and, you know, people from all over the world. And it's just, it's wonderful. It's a melting pot, you know, and I love that.
Amen. I think you nailed it. It is from my perspective, there's just no industry that's as diverse and as much of a melting pot as is hospitality. I mean, you're even talking about an organization that takes folks that, you know, have been impacted by the criminal justice system and helps them find opportunities. And your industry is the most welcoming industry of people from all walks of life, all races, all ethnicities, all socioeconomic backgrounds, all levels of education. If you are willing to commit yourself to the team and work hard and work for a common goal and take great care of the guests that come in your doors, then your industry, there's no industry that is as diverse and welcoming and provides that level playing field of opportunity for anybody. That there's no industry that I can think of that I know of other than hospitality,
which is awesome. Recently, we actually started partnering with a company also called Smile Farms, which is intellectually disabled adults who are trying to come into the workforce. So they are coming in, some of them, that being their first job, but trying to get on their own feet and have some purpose. So we are the first restaurant partner to work with this organization. Now other people are signing on, which is wonderful. But we have, I believe, 4 employees now through Smile Farms. They come in with a job coach for the first month or so to help them get, situated. And then, they're sort of on their own. They're working as polishers. So, it's a great stepping stone for them to get into something and feel, good about themselves. But we even had one gentleman be promoted to prep cook. So we're willing to invest in our teams, regardless of, as you said, their background or whatever it is, All we just ask for is that, they have the drive. They want to learn, be on time, just work hard, and we can teach the rest, I think for us, it's most important that you're just a good person. I could say here, honestly, it's the best group of people I've worked with in all my years in hospitality. We all are very like-minded. The people come first, our employees come first. One of our values and motto is to make people happy. And that starts here with the team. It's not just for the guests. We want our team to feel appreciated, to be happy coming to work, not that this is just a drag and, a paycheck. So yeah, it's a wonderful company to work for.
When you talked about when you interviewed with Tom, you said it was more like a conversation and y'all shared philosophies. Tell me a little bit more about that. What is it? I mean, he clearly attracts some amazing people and he has a wonderful reputation and y'all built this just, world-class business. What is it about him and his beliefs and you and your team's beliefs that are just so, I guess so different maybe than what you might find elsewhere in the hospitality world? Not that you're the only ones that believe that way, but clearly there's something that, is unique there.
I've worked for other celebrity chefs. You never see them or, they pop in and just do their thing. Tom is here, all the time. He's talking to the team. I've had some issues, say, with employees, and I'd say, Tom, this is going on. I think it's best if you talk to the employee. And he'll sit and he'll talk to them, and it's personal, right? He's not just this face that's on TV, on Top Chef. He's here with us. We have weekly meetings in person. He's down in the kitchens cooking, and he invests in his people. It's different, right? It's not just, this is a job, do what I say. He cares about people. He asks about their families. It's staff first, really. Of course he cares about the guests and, sustainable food and so many causes that he believes in. But it's the way he just treats the staff, that they're family. Like I said, we have people working here 20, 22 years, have followed Tom from when he worked at Gramercy to come here now to work for him. He's just a good person. And it's not all about money, it's about making people happy. And he lives by that.
Sounds like a very authentic guy. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, people that are, that had they gotten to his position would probably say a lot of the same things, but you're, what I'm hearing from you is the actions, you know, actions speak a lot louder than words. And that's where you see an authentic person that, a lot of people say, I care about our team comes for, you know, it's just stuff you say, whatever, but it's very clear from what you're saying that that's, you know, that's an authentic sentiment from him, which is awesome. No wonder people stay there so long.
He doesn't really judge people, right, for their background. He was a champion in working with Drive Change to give people more opportunities. Our previous general manager for Kraft is formerly incarcerated, started with us as a runner and worked his way up to the general manager of a 22-year-old restaurant. So it's people's backgrounds doesn't scare him. He wants people to have opportunity. And, you know, I think the kitchen or hospitality is the way for that to happen. And yes, it's been great.
It's fantastic. What's the main thing you're focused on right now?
What am I focused on? Well, our team is quite smaller. HR team is quite smaller post-pandemic. So my hands are definitely tied. But, you know, we're trying to build out a DEI sort of program here where, you know, we'll be having members of the team be highlighted and it just to feel more, say, inclusive, not sort of managing from the top down and you hear things eventually or you don't hear things. I want to make sure that the team knows the wonderful things we're doing, you know, like, do they know we're working with Smile Farm? Do they know we're working with Drive Change? I want them to feel as proud as I do to work for a company who is so inclusive. So just making sure for me that they're getting those messages out, right? Not just you're hearing from HR when there's an issue, but also, you know, we're sharing the really positive things and sort of highlighting some of our members and the great things going on in their life.
Love that. Love it. Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you for jumping in and doing this today. I wish I were there in person. I appreciate the chance to meet you. Appreciate the time that y'all are committing to, participate in this today. And, I'm inspired. I mean, I tip my hat to what Tom has, built and what you all have built. And it's just so encouraging to hear somebody that's so well known and has that big public profile that there is genuine and hardworking and down to earth and authentic as he is. So hats off to you for finding a great organization to be a part of, Kelly. Sounds like a good place to be.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for your time. I appreciate you very much.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. See ya.
Diversity for sure. We have employees from everywhere, and we've had it for many, many years, which makes it also very, very cool, very interesting. You know, when you are having family meal, and then, you know, the two people next to you are actually on Ramadan, and so they can't because they're fasting. But then after work, you know, they can eat. And then so we, you know, go and have a meal with them. And it is just, I mean, I love it. It's great.
Yeah, I can tell you do. It's been a rewarding industry for you. I can tell. Your enthusiasm for it comes across very, very well, very authentically.
Thank you. I was lucky enough to find what I liked and then find an environment where they let me do it and they treat me well and I'm able to provide for my family. And so how lucky am I? It doesn't come easy. Yeah.
Do you have kids?
I have one son. He's a sophomore in college. Yes.
He's a sophomore. Is he going to be in hospitality or did you steer him in a different direction?
No, he worked last summer in the hospitality industry. I think he's going to do a couple of months this summer too, just to make a little bit of money. And you know, 20-year-old, he's starting to drink a little bit. And so I don't want him to just go and drink crappy vodka with water. I want him to drink. I mean, that's something that's worth it. And so I think I'm going to try to see if he can do a little bit at a wine bar down in Tribeca. I know the owner. And so maybe he can go in and learn from the master himself. But no, he's actually studying civil engineering. He's good at math too.
He's good at math like mom. All right. Good.
Yes.
Well, the last thing, so, you know, you mentioned, you know, drinking good stuff. I find it really interesting that the industry has, you know, it's a work hard, play hard industry. There's alcohol, there's substance stuff going on. And you know, the industry for a long time sort of was like this work hard, play hard. And it created this really good family bonding environment, but not in the best way. And I hear a lot more folks in the industry trying to find that, you know, good balance of, teamwork and camaraderie, but not necessarily around some of the negative behaviors that have come with that. And mental health has become a more important topic. And it just seems like people are more serious about taking, you know, that seriously now. It's been an issue for a while that, you know, has led to the loss of some people. And, you know, it's great to see people in the industry begin to really try to find healthy ways to create that team environment now.
It's definitely one of the hardest things, I think, you know, the how much inflation is, how much you pay the landlord. The most difficult part is managing your team, finding a team that is going to fit into the culture of the company, and then managing that team and keeping them interested, keeping them happy. Is definitely the most challenging part, no matter what, if pre-pandemic, after pandemic, during pandemic. But if you are in a company that values individuality, that values work-life balance, that values diversity, like you mentioned, and that really cares, you know, it's there. Of course, there are, you know, stories and people that fall through the cracks or that may not just, you know, they're just not in the right place at the right time necessarily. And then they come and go. But for the most part, that is definitely the most challenging part, the managing the human being, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, y'all obviously do a great job with it. And you've built an incredible organization. And I tip my hat for, you know, 2 decades plus of service there. That's quite an accomplishment. It just says a lot about the team that y'all have built. And y'all have obviously had an amazing amount of success, and I wish you continued success. And I look forward when I actually can get to New York to come and meet you in person. But
please,
thank you for taking the time to do this. I know you're a busy lady. I've really enjoyed talking to you. You have an infectious personality and love for what you do. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Absolutely. Can't wait to hear what comes out of this.
What's that?
Can't wait to hear what comes out of this.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for doing it. I appreciate you very much. And we'll have these episodes up soon. And
all right.
Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye. See you, Carmen.
Bye.